300 days have passed and I haven't seen anyone. I guess that's just fine. I mean, it's nice relaxing. I didn't get to relax much in my previous life. But honestly, that should be okay. Shouldn't be that much of a bother to me. Though, I always end up making it a huge bother. I kinda wish I wasn't alone anymore, but at the same time, if somebody came here, I don't know what I'd do. Maybe you can go wash the dishes I used. I'm a ghost. It's so weird. Why do I even eat? But eating still fills me with some purpose. It's weird. I shouldn't be able to eat. But I can, so that makes me kinda happy. Maybe it's something with people being around. Maybe I can't eat around people? Nah. It's just some weird, stupid logic. Oh, my cooking has gotten better, though. It makes me so happy. Wait. What am I hearing? Oh, shoot, I should turn off the stove. Oh, they're gonna know if somebody was near. What can I do? What can I do? What can I do? I'll just chuck it out the backyard. That is the best option I have. Alright, hot. Go! Alright. Did they hear that? I don't think they heard a thing. Okay. What are they doing? Are they coming inside? I haven't seen anybody for a while. And they're pretty handsome, too. Fuck. What are you thinking? Skylar, snap out of it! Surely you can cook, but you can't touch humans, especially without consent. I still haven't even gone on to the proper afterlife, and I'm sitting here wanting to touch people without their consent. My mind instantly started thinking of ways I could touch when I'm sleeping. I mean, obviously safer work ways like hugging, maybe kissing every once in a while. But consent is needed for that type of thing. Wait, he's coming inside, he's coming inside, he's coming inside. What am I gonna do? What if he sees me? Wait. He won't see me. Hopefully they don't believe in that type of thing. You know, ghosts. Oh, fuck. I don't know. Wait. They're coming to the kitchen. Okay, hold your breath. They won't see you. They can't. Oh, thank God. Alright. I mean, it's not like they're here to stay, so I don't necessarily need to terrify them or anything. They're just here for a little bit. And after that, they're gonna go away and I'll never see them again. Never again. And hopefully, I'll be gone for another... gone. I don't want them gone. Huh? Wait, they're thinking of staying here? That changes everything. That changes everything. I won't be alone anymore. whole year, I'm ready. I'm ready to not be alone. Wait. Do they have family with them or something? They're going back to the car. Is that a cover? And... oh my god. Their truck is packed to the brim. Were they really just trying to find somewhere? I still don't like someone moving into my home. Before, I'd scared off all the people, and so people stopped coming here. They declared that it was unsellable. Only took them a few months. How many people did they try to sell it to? About 50? Yeah, this is never, ever, ever gonna be sold to somebody else but this guy. There's nowhere else to go. And you know what? I think I could help with that. Oh, fuck. They're so hot. Oh, in the middle of nowhere, too. I'll just have to hold that for next time. I wish I could help them move this stuff in. What is happening to me? Fuck. I'm trying to hold this shit off, but I'm so fucking horny. God damn it. I'll be able to do something about this in the guest room. I can't just fuck him. I'll just... alright, and I'll close the door. Hopefully he won't come in. He shouldn't be able to hear me. Alright, I'm just gonna lay on the bed. My nipples, they must be so sensitive right now. They're so fucking sensitive. Oh, no. Just slowly slide my hand down my panties. Oh, this should not be that sensitive. Up here, do they hear me? They already checked out the upstairs area. I should... Oh, no. You can see me, can't you? Well, you shouldn't exactly be able to see me. Here, I'll show you. Don't freak out, okay? I know. I'm a stranger, you're a stranger. I'm not freaking out that some random man is in my house, am I? So, you shouldn't be freaking out. Okay? Well, yeah, I heard you, but just look. Okay? My hand can kinda go through here. And I just realized that I'm talking to you and I'm essentially naked. Oh, man. I don't know. Something weird was just... I mean, you know, you're a stranger and all. You shouldn't be staring at me like that. You just met me and... I mean, yeah, but I don't think you can... Really stick your finger in and lick it like that. Wow. I mean, I wouldn't mind. You're so calm about this. You didn't ask me if you could stick two fingers in this time. What if I couldn't take it? Yeah, it feels good. It feels really good. I haven't been fucked in so long. You're gonna stick your big fat cock in me. You're gonna fuck me. You're gonna fuck this pussy of mine. Please. Please fuck me. Please. Please. I really want you to fuck me. You're teasing me. Your cock sliding up and down my pussy like that. That's fucking heaven. Please. Please. Fuck me. Ugh. I want to come. Please, 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 please. Can I come? Please, 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 please. Daddy, can I come? Please, please, Daddy. Please. Maybe we can do this again sometime. Just you and me. On this bed. Fucking senselessly. I think you're gonna like it here.